Massachusetts has administered nearly 1 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine so far, but the state still ranks behind some others in New England in vaccinations per capita, according to data from the CDC. To help boost those numbers, the state starting today will allow one person who accompanies another person 75 or older to certain vaccination sites to get a vaccine themselves. For more on the vaccine rollout, we're joined this morning by Dr. Monica Burrell, Commissioner of the State Department of Public Health. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what do you hope to accomplish with this new vaccine rollout today, allowing a person who accompanies a person 75 or older to get the vaccine themselves?
You know, we are making daily updates to make sure that our process is smoother and taking feedback from the community of how best to help people get the vaccination when their turn comes. And what we heard from individuals who are 75 and older is that sometimes they need somebody to accompany them to be able to make it easier for them to go to our mass vaccination sites. And therefore, starting today, as you mentioned, we're allowing them to bring a family member or friend who will assist them, and that person can also get vaccinated at the same time. As you know, individuals who are 75 and older are, if they get COVID, are at much greater risk of having serious illness. So it's really critical for us to make sure that we can get as many 75 year and older individuals vaccinated as possible.
Bigger picture, how would you grade the state's efforts so far? What's gone well and what needs improvement?
You know, I know that it's taking longer than any of us would like, and I know that we can and are working to improve our systems every day. But the way I see it is that vaccination is such an important part for us and our best chance to get out of this pandemic. So we are laser focused on making sure that everybody gets vaccinated. Everyone in Massachusetts will be vaccinated. It will take time. We are continually working to improve our processes to make it smoother for individuals.
Up to this point, Governor Baker has resisted putting a date on when people 65 and older and people with multiple health conditions can get vaccinated. What do you need to see to open up vaccinations to that next age group?
We're continuing to look at our data every day, and we are about halfway through our 75 and older residents, and we'd like to continue that process. And as we see that we've moved further into that, we will then open up to the next group, which, as you mentioned, is 65 and older and those with comorbidities.
Doctor, one more question. Local advocates say the state must do more to vaccinate communities of color in high-risk areas like Chelsea and Revere. How's the state going to address those concerns going forward?
So equity is at the center and is one of the core elements on which we build our vaccination distribution plan. And we are working very closely with communities to make sure that they have sites in their communities, including multiple retail pharmacies that have recently opened up in communities, some of the communities that are hardest hit. We're also working very closely to make sure that communities in multiple ways can access information on how to get vaccinated. And for individuals who might be hesitant, we have started a Trust the Facts, Get the Vax program. It's a campaign that talks about the facts about the vaccine being safe and efficacious. It will run on TV, social media, radio, available in multiple languages, and we hope that it helps people understand, be informed, and get vaccinated.
Dr. Monica Burrell, Commissioner of the State Department of Public Health, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for covering this important topic.